gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, October 6th, 2017. Welcome to day 260. Donald Trump's advisors are floating the idea of replacing Rex Tillerson with CIA Director Mike Pompeo. Axios and NBC News say Trump was reportedly furious that Tillerson didn't deny that he called the president a fucking moron, leaving many to believe that their relationship is broken beyond repair. Tillerson praised Trump and insisted he never considered resigning in a public statement he made later that day.
To address a few specifics that have been erroneously reported this morning, the vice president has never had to persuade me to remain as Secretary of State because I have never considered leaving this post.
Surrounded by military leaders earlier today, Trump warned that, quote, maybe it's the calm before the storm. The unprompted comment came during a photo op at the White House with top national security officials.
Lester, do you know what this represents?
Well,
maybe it's the calm before the storm.
Lester storming.
Could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is
this? We have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Next, CNN, the Associated Press, say Robert Mueller's investigators met with Christopher Steele earlier this month. Steele is the author of the infamous Trump dossier. Investigators met with him in order to understand if people associated with the Trump campaign and suspected Russian operatives broke any laws. U.S. intelligence agencies reportedly took the Steele dossier more seriously than previously acknowledged, keeping it out of a publicly released January report on Russian meddling in order to not divulge which parts of the dossier they had corroborated. Trump and his allies have repeatedly called the dossier totally made-up stuff written by a failed spy. Politico says White House tech support believes John Kelly's personal cell phone was compromised. Staff discovered the suspected breach after Kelly turned his phone into White House tech support this summer, complaining that it wasn't working properly or updating. Kelly now uses a different phone. Yesterday, Rachel Maddow reported that the Secret Service will now ban personal mobile devices in the West Wing, according to a memo sent to agents. Other news outlets have not confirmed the authenticity of the memo. The Washington Post and New York Times say the Trump administration rolled back the federal requirement for employers to include birth control coverage in their health insurance plans. The new regulation allows for a broad group of employers and insurers to exempt themselves from covering contraceptives on religious or moral grounds. More than 55 million women have access to birth control without copayments because of the contraceptive coverage mandate in the Affordable Care Act. The Washington Post says FEMA removed statistics about drinking water access and electricity in Puerto Rico from its website. A FEMA spokesman said both measures are still being reported but are available on a website maintained by the Puerto Rican governor's office. He did not explain why FEMA no longer maintains the data on the main FEMA website. And finally, the New York Times says Trump nominated a coal lobbyist to help lead the EPA. Andrew Wheeler, who's an outspoken denier of established science on climate change, would become the second most powerful person at the EPA. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.